So, Elise, why were the charges dropped?
Well, I'm going to read from the motion to dismiss here. The district attorney's office said there is insufficient evidence to prove the defendant's guilt beyond a reasonable doubt, and they do not believe there is a reasonable likelihood of success on the merits at trial. So, in other words, she's innocent.
Did the prosecutor say that she had no role in the crime or just that they can't prove if she had a role in the crime?
It seemed like more the latter. They wouldn't really go into too much detail. They did say in a press release today that the district attorney's office did receive additional evidence in the cases against all three defendants late last week and early this week, which led to the filing of this motion. So there's still not a lot of details available, but at this point, she is not guilty of those charges.
Well, let's back up just a little bit and remind everybody that Nancy Pfister was murdered in February. Three people were initially arrested. Mrs. Styler had been incarcerated without bond in the Eagle County Jail. She was returned to Pitkin County Jail to be released yesterday. Did she say anything at this hearing?
She did not, but I spoke with one of her attorneys afterwards, Garth McCarty, and he said that she extended her condolences to the Pfister family at this time in hopes that this helps bring about some closure. I should mention that three of Nancy Pfister's family were present in some form during the hearing. Two of her sisters were on the phone, on speakerphone actually, and her daughter was there in the courtroom. The two sisters did not have any questions about why the charges were being dismissed, but her daughter did have questions about, does this mean that Nancy Styler is now just free to move about? How does this work? And afterwards, one of the district attorneys, Andrea Bryan, took some lengthy time to talk with victims, in this case, family members of Nancy Pfister.
And what was the answer to that question? Is Mrs. Styler essentially free?
Yep. When she is processed by Pitkin County Jail, she is free to move about.
So there remain two defendants in the case, Mrs. Styler's husband, William, and Kathy Carpenter. She's an Aspen local and was a longtime friend of the murder victim. What do we know about the case against them?
Well, still not a lot. And what's on the calendar now, for the most part, is a preliminary hearing starting next week. And that's when the district attorney's office would describe why they think those two are guilty of those charges. And there were a lot of documents actually released earlier this week with a lot of details on evidence. But it's still hard to piece together the whole story.
Now, as I understand it, there is another hearing of some kind this Friday that is involving just William Styler. What do we know about that? What is that hearing?
Well, we don't even know what the official title is as, you know, filed in the courts. But we were talking with Andrea Bryan afterwards, and we were asking, okay, does this mean that have you filed a motion to drop the charges against him as well? And she said, no, we have not filed those charges. But suffice to say, the nature of the hearing on Friday morning will be very different than what happened during the hearing yesterday.
Elise, thank you for your reporting on this, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.